You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rams Nation, what's going on? It's your boy Sosa Cremendez, a fantasy analyst at Pro Football Focus and your host of the Locked On Rams podcast, your number one daily podcast covering the Los Angeles Rams. Welcome to the Friday and final pregame edition of the Locked On Rams podcast prior to the kickoff of the NFC divisional round of the NFL playoffs. The Rams are going to be the first team to play against the Green Bay Packers. That game is going to open up the weekend, and it's going to be a great matchup for both teams. Obviously, the Rams are on the road traveling to Green Bay to play in Lambeau Field, which is a little bit unfamiliar for the Rams. Obviously, they're a West Coast team. They're not used to playing in the cold in Wisconsin at this time of year, and it may actually snow. The forecast could be calling for snow, so that is obviously not good for the Rams, or really the Packers, I guess. That would probably result in a weak offensive performance for both teams, but we don't know for sure, and we're going to dive into this episode by sharing some news in the front office for the Rams, as well as their last injury report prior to the game, and then sharing the second and third segments with my guest, Jake Ellenbogen of DTSN. He joins me, and we're going to talk about multiple things heading into this game, like what the Rams can do to win this game on offense, and what they're going to do with quarterback Jared Goff. Because if you guys didn't yet see, quarterback John Wolford is out for this game. He is not going to play. He's not going to be the backup, according to head coach Sean McVay. That means that quarterback Jared Goff is going to be the starter, and Blake Bortles, who the Rams signed just a few weeks back, is going to be the quarterback too. The Rams could elevate Bryce Perkins and activate him in this game as well as a backup quarterback three in the case of an emergency, and I expect him to do that, but it sounds like Goff is going to be the guy. He's going to probably play in this game with two gloves like we've seen him practicing with this week, and now everything rests on his shoulders. This is the guy that the Rams invested in long term, obviously the guy they traded many picks for and drafted first overall, and the guy that dragged him to an NFC Championship game on the road in New Orleans 3 years ago in 2018 and a Super Bowl appearance in 2018. So this is a guy who has experience traveling, playing in big games, winning big games in hostile environments. I'm not afraid of any of that. I just question how healthy he is. What percentage is he going into this game? Will the thumb and the hand really limit his ability and his impact to throw the football like it did in Seattle? Or did he progress at all? Because if he was able to progress this week, I expect a better game from Jared Goff, and I think that he can perform even in the cold, even against a solid defense in the Packers, and even on the road. Those things don't worry me that much. It's more so the state and the health of the hand. I wonder if he's going to be able to throw the ball, because I do expect that at some point the Rams are going to have to throw the ball in this game regardless of how much they want to run it, and they should run it plenty, but they may be limited on the offensive line when it comes to running the football. Left guard David Edwards is questionable going into this game with an ankle injury. Wide receiver Cooper Kupp is also questionable going into this game with his knee injury. Now, it does sound like Cooper Kupp is going to play. Head coach Sean McVay mentioned that earlier this week, though Edwards could very well miss this game. Now, he was replaced by left guard Bobby Evans in the Seattle Seahawks game, the first round of the playoffs, and Evans played a solid game. He wasn't great. He's never going to be a great pass protector, but he was pretty good in run blocking. I thought he moved well. I liked the fact that the Rams used him as a lead blocker in certain gap scheme runs. I thought he moved well and he located his targets pretty well. But again, this would be a step back from Edwards, so we don't know what the status is 100%, but hopefully Edwards can go. If he can't, expect Evans to take his spot. We updated defensive tackle Aaron Donald yesterday. He has no injury designation. He's going to play in this game, and he's good to go in this one. The last player to update you guys with is edge rusher Terrell Lewis, the rookie, who has an ankle injury, and he's also listed as out for this game. So once again, disappointing news for Terrell Lewis, who now has missed 9 games in his rookie season. Coming out of Alabama, injury concerns were the reason he dropped to the third round, and they look to be valid at this point. I mean, he hasn't been healthy all season. He's struggled to just suit up, never mind actually show up on the field and produce big numbers. So unfortunate, but the Rams didn't really rely on Lewis all season at that edge spot, and so I don't think he's going to make really any difference in this game. The last bit of news to update you guys with is some shakeups in the front office for the Rams. The director of college scouting, Brad Holmes, was hired by the Detroit Lions as their new general manager. And shout out to Brad Holmes. He spent 18 years with the Rams franchise. He traveled through multiple states, multiple cities. He's had many roles with the team, and obviously he's an integral part of their success when it comes to drafting. The Rams haven't had a first round pick in 5 years. That's the first time that's ever happened in the NFL, I believe. And the Rams have still managed to build one of the best rosters in the entire league. And obviously Holmes had a big hand in that. And so I'm happy for him. He's going to be the new GM. He signed a 5-year deal with the Lions. So good luck to him there. But with the new minority hiring rule that the NFL just introduced this season, the Rams are now in line to get 2 third-round compensatory picks for losing Holmes, who is an African-American front office member. The Rams are now going to get a third-round comp in 2021 and another in 2022. And there is more news on that front because the Rams also have another member in the front office, a scouting consultant named Ray Farmer. And according to Michael Lombardi, he is a name to watch in Jacksonville for the Jaguars general manager position. So if Farmer is ultimately hired there as well, the Rams would be in line to receive 2 more third round compensatory picks. So another one in 2021 and another one in 2022. That would bring them to 4 third round compensatory picks, 2 in 2021 and 2 in 2022 for losing 2 African-American front office members. Obviously, it would be great to see both of these guys get better jobs and promotions and more money and get a chance to actually put their fingerprints all over a team by having the final call as general managers. That would be sweet. I wish the best for both of them if Farmer does get hired, and obviously Holmes, who did get hired. The last bit of news relates to the coaching staff, and it's that the Houston Texans have requested an interview with defensive coordinator Brandon Staley for their head coaching position. This is his third team that he'll interview with, because if you guys recall, he interviewed with the New York Jets and the Los Angeles Chargers. So there is the possibility that the Rams ultimately lose Brandon Staley after this season. But 3 teams so far out of 6 head coach openings, with the Jacksonville Jaguars already being filled, the Rams really have a decent shot to get Staley back. Hopefully they do. And if they don't, obviously he's going to make a tremendous option for somebody. He's such a good play caller. He's such a good schemer, a good play designer, and he looks to be a great leader of men. So we'll update you guys on Staley's status throughout the rest of the postseason if the Rams can keep winning. So hopefully they can keep doing that. But coming up in just a moment, Jake and I are going to dive into the remaining questions for the Rams offense and defense, as well as the matchups to watch heading into this game between the Rams and Packers. And while we've got you, make sure to come connect with us on Twitter for all the coverage you need on the Los Angeles Rams. You can find me at QB's MVP, and you can find the page at Locked On Rams. The fitness industry is incredibly confusing and oversaturated with BS. I'd like to think that my word holds a lot of weight, as I've lost 155 pounds over the last 26 months. With that being the case, I've been on the lookout for the perfect protein bar, and I finally stumbled upon one called the Built Bar. You guys need to check them out. They're absolutely delicious. I've literally eaten 12 bars in the last 2 days. I haven't been able to contain myself. There are so many flavors. There's 18 different ones, and you can never really get bored of them. Honestly, they taste great. They're healthy. They're low in calories. They're low in sugar. They have 19 grams of protein per bar. They're high in fiber, and they even work for those on the keto diet. You even get a free cooler with your purchase while supplies last. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. 2020 is mercifully over. It's time for a fresh start and a few more wins. If you're betting this year and want more wins, listen to Locked On Bets with your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They're picking college basketball, football, and NBA locks all winter long. Subscribe to Locked On Bets wherever you get podcasts. Welcome back to the second segment of this Friday edition of the Locked On Rams podcast. Now it's time for Jake Ellenbogen to join me. As you guys know, Jake is the CEO of the Downtown Sports Network. You guys can find him on Twitter at JKBogenDTSN. You can find his YouTube at Jake Ellenbogen. And that's pretty much it. You can pretty much find him a lot of places. I mean, he's everywhere. He's kind of like me. He does a whole lot of different things. He's got his hands in a lot of different areas. So, Jake, my man, thank you for joining me. We got to talk about something very interesting here. I mentioned it in the first segment. John Wolford is officially out of this game, so he's obviously not going to start, and he's not even going to be the quarterback too. So that does mean that Jared Goff is going to start, and good news is that he actually practiced essentially in full for the last 2 days. So he is pretty much as healthy as he's going to get at this point in time. And I actually just seen a quote fly by my Twitter timeline that said, one of the media members of the Rams asked him, how long are those screws going to be in your thumb? And he said, until I'm 6 feet under. And that's a quote. So that's kind of weird and concerning. But anyways, Jared Goff is starting this game. We're going back to the regular Rams offense, the regular quarterback. And, you know, we don't know exactly how healthy he is, what kind of percentage he's going to be operating at, if he's going to be, you know, similar to what he was in the Seattle game, or is he closer to 80, 90, 95% even? Is he going to be close to the guy that, you know, dragged the Rams to an NFC championship game and into a Super Bowl in 2018? So we don't know, but we know that Jared Goff is going to be the starter. He could wear two gloves in this game. It's going to be cold. It's going to be on the road. What do you expect out of Goff in this game? Obviously, it's going to be a guess and a projection that we can't exactly pinpoint, but what do you expect out of Goff in this game? Do you feel comfortable with him starting? Do you feel comfortable with Blake Bortles being the backup quarterback? And what do you think that the Rams should do on offense in this game to try and neutralize their mistakes and try to obviously be as productive as possible?
Yeah, you know, just great stuff, Sos. You know, right off the bat, with Jared Goff, it's really weird because I went through this whole thing, and we've been talking all week about this, but you know, I went through this whole thing and I was kind of like, well, you know, Jared Goff, obviously I think he's a starter. I did a video on YouTube about the fact I think the Rams truly have two starting quarterbacks on the roster, Goff and Wolford. And it was weird after that game, I kind of came away thinking even if Wolford's the better option, I feel like you kind of have to start Goff, you know, because he won the game and he did everything you asked him to do. The reason, my rationale for it is I feel like he's only getting healthier, you know, and seeing him practice all week and, you know, installing the game plan for him, I think that's going to be huge. Now what the game plan should be, I'll tell you right now, they should go right back to the Patriots game and they should really just try to win the game based on, you know, running that heavy, you know, personnel, you know, trying to get Cam Akers the ball. I mean, I know it sounds weird, you know, Rams running 13 personnel when, you know, they were, you know, 11 personnel team, but I would not mind that, you know, and I think at the end of the day, you know, that power running game really worked against New England. I feel like, you know, the way Green Bay is playing now, I feel like they're starting to hit their stride on defense and they have a great defensive coordinator in Mike Patton who just, he has a lot of talent there, but for whatever reason, they just haven't really produced this year. Well, towards the end of the year, I feel like they were kind of hitting their stride and it's annoying, right? Because you know, we were talking about this last time and I was saying, I feel like the Seahawks are doing this. So, the Rams run into another defense that seems to be, you know, finding a rhythm. And I think they really have to, you know, stick to Akers. I think they need to have Goff manage the game. If it wasn't cold weather, would I be scared of Goff throwing deep down the field or making, you know, just playing his game? No, I wouldn't. I honestly think, you know, at the end of the day, Jared Goff, as long as he doesn't turn the ball over, he can win you a football game. And I think we saw that last week. You know, he made a couple, you know, throws up there where maybe, you know, he should be, you know, giving, you know, Cooper Kupp some of his money for catching that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, they paid him to be the quarterback and I'm not going to say that I'm 100% confident in the fact that like Goff goes out there and gives the Rams the best chance to win over Wolford, but Wolford's out. So does he give the Rams the best chance to win over Blake Bortles and Bryce Perkins? As much as I love Bryce, yes, he does. So I think that's kind of like where I'm at right now. But I really think they need to ride Cam Akers. You know, when they have decided to give Cam Akers the rock and basically be like, this is your game, buddy, you go win it for us. He's done it the last two times because they've only really had him be the major part of the game plan twice, against New England and then last week. So, you know, I think that's kind of how they should do it. You know, you have Malcolm Brown as well, you know, Xavier Jones also. So, I mean, if they want to run 60 times and if it's working, I don't have any issue with it.
You know, I completely agree. I feel like you were literally just using my brain there to speak. I mean, I'm couldn't be more, you know, aligned with you there. You pretty much touched on it all, right? They need to run Cam Akers in this game and for a multitude of reasons. It's one, that's when they're most productive on offense. Obviously, we've seen it, like you mentioned, the Patriots game. We've seen it last week. When Cam Akers gets the ball, you know, 25, 28, 30 times, that's when the Rams are the most productive on offense. And obviously, you want to be productive on offense, so that's important. But not only that, I mean, the more time you can get Aaron Rodgers spending on the sidelines and not on the field, obviously, that's very, very crucial to keep that offense off the field because they can score quick and they can score a lot. So the less opportunities they have to score is another big factor when it comes to the running game of the Rams. And then to top it all off, I mean, we talk about Jared Goff's hand and the thumb. How healthy is he? You know, you talked about it. If he's healthy and, you know, this is a normal game and he's not playing in snow, I feel very solid about Jared Goff in this game. But the circumstances are different. Obviously, we don't know how tight he can grip the ball, how much velocity he can get on his passes, how accurate he can be, how deep he can throw. You know, we've seen Cooper Kupp last week wide open against the Seahawks running a vertical. And like you mentioned, he probably should write a quick little check to Cooper Kupp there because that ball was severely underthrown. And if Cooper Kupp doesn't come back to fight for it, it might get picked off. But, you know, that was obviously not a very good situation for Goff to be put into. He kind of just got thrown into the fire. So hopefully this week he progressed to some degree and hopefully, you know, a relatively large degree, because like I mentioned, at some point the Rams are probably going to have to throw, right? It's going to be, you know, some 3rd and 7 or 3rd and 9 or 3rd and 11. And we've seen it last week where the Rams didn't put themselves in a lot of those positions. And when they did, they either would have to punt the ball away and the defense would quickly get them the ball back, which is obviously ideal. Or we've seen Jared Goff step up to the plate and make plays like that Cam Akers dump off that turned into, I believe it was a 44-yard gain. That was a 3rd and 11. Jared Goff climbs the pocket and, you know, he's keeping his eyes downfield, looking at his progressions. And then he works towards the flat where Cam Akers is and dumps the ball off. That's the exact play you want to make there. And Cam Akers was wide open. He was going to get the first down regardless. But then he turns into the weapon that we all know him to be. And he turns a 10-yard gain or 12-yard gain into a 44-yard gain. So, you know, that's the kind of stuff I'm excited to see in this game. I don't know how healthy Jared Goff is going to be, what kind of offense the Rams are going to want to run. But like you said, and, you know, I've said this earlier this week, is the best way for the Rams to be productive on offense and to set themselves up for success on defense is to run the ball. And that's why I pretty much expect Cam Akers to be run essentially into the ground in this game. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about in the next segment. I'm going to ask Jake for two X factors, one on offense and one on defense for the Rams. And then he's going to share his score prediction for the game. As you guys know, I shared mine yesterday, but we can go over it once again and make sure to check back on Monday for our post-game recap of this game. Hopefully it's not our last one. Hopefully we get a whole nother week and an extended season again next week, but we don't know for sure. So stay tuned and make sure to check back on the Locked On Rams podcast next week. Are we ready for some football? College football is officially done with the Natty being wrapped up earlier this week, and the NFL playoffs is now ahead of us with the divisional round coming up this weekend. There's only one place that has you covered and one place that we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Make sure to check out the Rams and Packers game that kicks off the NFL's divisional round of the playoffs, and don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Thursdays on Locked On NFL are a must-listen as Ryan Tracy and Christopher Carter preview the Thursday Night Football matchup and break down the biggest midweek NFL storylines. Thursday Night Football, key injuries, roster moves, and more. Get all the expert analysis from Ryan and Chris every Thursday. Subscribe to Locked On NFL wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome back to the final segment of this Friday edition of the Locked On Rams podcast. I appreciate you guys for tuning in and sticking around this long with me. Hopefully, this is not our final Friday pregame episode this season. We said that last week. The Rams obviously went into Seattle and managed to not just win, but absolutely dominate a divisional rival, extend their season one more week. And hopefully we can be saying the exact same thing at this time next week, but we don't know. This is going to be a tough game. The Rams are obviously the sixth seed going into Lambeau Field in hostile territory, facing off against a one seed in the Green Bay Packers. Now, I was thinking, you know, there wasn't a sixth seed to knock off a one seed in a long time, but then I recalled just last year, the Tennessee Titans did it against the Baltimore Ravens, I believe, and you never know. And that was probably a similar formula to what the Rams are going to do in this one. Pound the ball, place all the defense, get in, get out, and hope that you can win that way, right? Because the Rams are not equipped to go toe-for-toe with Aaron Rodgers and try to win a 37-34 type of shootout game. So with that being said, Jake, I mentioned it before the break. Why don't you share your X factor, one on offense and one on defense, guys that you think could make a big impact for the Rams in this game?
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to go with Cam Akers, obviously, because I've already pretty much hit the nail on the head there. You know, yep. It's everyone knows where I stand on that. And I like that you added on to what I was saying, and I've been saying it all week, and I forgot to explain why I want them to run it so much. It's not even entirely about Goff. It's more like you want to keep Aaron Rodgers on the sideline. I mean, if you keep Aaron Rodgers on the sideline, he can't beat you. And mm-hmm. you know, I think that's really, you know, it's a good point that you made. But, you know, I'll say another X factor here this week. It's going to be – well, okay. I'll say here. On offense, I'm going to go with Tyler Higbee. Because I do think Jared Goff will have to throw. And I do, you know, I look back and I remember a game in, you know, Lambeau Field where the Rams got some serious contribution out of a rookie tight end, Lance Kendricks. And I don't know, maybe I'm just having flashbacks, but, you know, I think they're going to need to get Tyler Higbee going. I think, you know, obviously when a quarterback needs somebody, you know, he needs a security blanket. Normally that security blanket's the tight end over the middle. So I think, you know, that could be Tyler Higbee in this game. And then on the defensive side of the ball, with Aaron Donald not 100%, I still think Aaron Donald not 100% is still the best player in the league, and that's just a really terrifying thing to think about. I think it's got to be Leonard Floyd. Look, Leonard Floyd played maybe the best game of his life against Seattle. I don't think people are realizing how dominant he was. And he's had three dominant games this year. But I felt like the Seattle game, he really stepped up. And, you know, to me, I think he's the X factor. If he can put pressure on Rodgers, then, you know, I think they have a chance. And, you know, at the end of the day, I remember the last time I saw the Rams at the Coliseum, I believe, they played the Packers. It was in 2018. Yeah, it was 2018.
It was, yeah.
And then that wasn't the last time. I'm an idiot. It was 2019 was the last time I saw him play the Saints. But anyway, I saw him play with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, and that game was crazy. But one thing in that game that they did well is they got to Rodgers. They pressured him. They didn't allow him to really beat them. And, you know, it was Donald. It was Corey Littleton. You know, it was the secondary. But also one thing I remember from that game as well is how amazing Jaire Alexander was at his rookie year. He has only gotten better. So I do think, you know, if you're looking at a Packers X factor on defense, Jaire Alexander is probably the scariest player in the entire game except for Rodgers.
Yeah, he's the second best corner in football. I think you can make the case that
I think so.
He and Ramsey are in a tier of their own. Just straight up elite, completely wash out your number one wide receiver. I think it starts with those two guys, and then you kind of take a step back into the next tier of corners. But
it's so they don't get interceptions, so they're not good.
Yeah, right. Box score stats forever, right? No, great players. On offense, you know, you mentioned it. I don't want to go with Cam Akers. Obviously, that's the very clear and easy choice. And obviously, Jared Goff is too. Anytime a quarterback is playing football, he's going to be the most important player on offense. I'm going to go with, on offense, left tackle Andrew Whitworth. I think he can set the tone for the Rams here. I think you've seen him and his importance prove, you know, to be large in the first playoff game against the Seahawks. You've seen what kind of impact he made. And then we talk about David Edwards being questionable for this game. He hasn't practiced yet. It looks like it could be Bobby Evans at that left guard spot once again. So, you know, if Evans is at that left guard spot, having Whitworth next to him, yeah, having Whitworth next to him and not Nopum at left tackle, and that's no disrespect to Nopum, is going to be a big help, right? You have the biggest veteran in pretty much football. I mean, the guy's played so much football at this point, he doesn't know anything else. It's going to help to have that. And not just that, but, you know, Whitworth is so good that you can slide help away. So Evans can afford to be, you know, helped or sliding help the opposite way away from Whitworth, as opposed to, you know, the Rams having to worry about a backup left tackle and a backup left guard. And I think you've seen that in their running game last week. A lot of that left side, they were washing down the line of scrimmage very, very well. And it created big holes for Akers. And then Akers did the rest. And, you know, that's why they drafted him, is to get to the second level and then start to create on his own. And that's what he did last week. And I'm really hoping that that's what the Rams can do this week. And then on the defensive side of the ball, I'm going to kind of be a coward here. I got to go with Jalen Ramsey. We all know Jalen Ramsey is probably the most important player on the defense in this week. We all know what he's going to have to do. He's going to have to shadow Davante Adams. And if not shadow, he's going to guard him at least 70, 80% of the time. Davante Adams is going to probably slide into the slot a little bit. We know Jalen Ramsey can follow him there. He played in the star position pretty much, you know, the first 6 or 7 weeks this season after, you know, weeks 1 and 2 kind of playing outside. He's been in the slot. He's been outside. He can match up with anybody. Davante Adams is the best receiver in football right now for my money. He's pretty much been unstoppable all season. I think he has 18 receiving touchdowns this year. The dude is just a route running savant. Oh, yeah. Amazing hands. Even when he's covered, he's not covered because Aaron Rodgers is going to throw that back shoulder ball, and Davante Adams and him have that chemistry where he can, you know, time it and essentially be covered but not really covered. So Jalen Ramsey, you're going to have to get physical with the guy. You're going to have to do your best to win as many battles as possible. Two elite players, both guys are going to win, let's be honest here. Davante is going to make some big plays. Jalen Ramsey is going to make some big plays. That's just the nature of the business. And that's who I think is going to be the biggest impact player on the defensive side of the ball. Jake, I don't want to put you on spot here, but if you got a prediction, the floor is all yours, my man.
I actually do. And keep this in mind how much, you know, how much this holds, because this is somebody on your podcast right now that has been very vocal about Aaron Rodgers being the GOAT. Okay. So When I say this, take this like 100%, like I'm being just straight up. Like, I think the Rams defense is going to steamroll Rodgers. I think I
love it.
I really do. And I love Rodgers to death. If I could have it my way, the Rams win and Rodgers looks good doing it. So doesn't like, you know, absolutely. I just love Rodgers, but You know, at the end of the day, I think the Rams defense is just too much. I really think they're Brian Billick level, you know, like the Ravens defense. It's right up there. And before people say, well, you know, they had Ed Reed and Ray Lewis, I'd say, well, you know, the Rams have Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey. So, you know, it's not really, I don't know how much of a debate it is. I think the only debate is, you know, which defense is better. And I think the Rams can't enter that debate until, you know, they win a Lombardi. And, you know, I think they can this year. And I just think, to me, the only thing that's really standing in their way realistically, because I think they can beat any team, I think the Packers are the biggest threat right now. I think the Packers are the best team. The hottest team, the way things are looking, they are the biggest threat to the Lombardi trophy. I think everyone in the AFC, if the Rams were to play the Bills again, I think the Rams can beat the Bills. They've already shown, you know, it was a close game. They can do it. The Chiefs don't scare me. I think their offense isn't as explosive as, you know, given credit for. I don't feel like their defense got any better. The Browns do not scare me in the slightest. They won't even make it that far. The Ravens, I think, are scary because the last time we saw the Ravens play the Rams, we know what happened. So, I mean, it could be a Ravens-Rams Super Bowl, but at the end of the day, I think if they get past Green Bay, they can really go the distance. And, you know, I don't think it's going to necessarily be easy. I think I know I made it sound like it is, but even if you steamroll Rodgers, you have to put up points. So It may not be easy because you have guys like Kenny Clark, Kingsley Keke, but you know, you have guys in the middle like that, and then plus you have Preston Smith and Za'Darius Smith and Rashawn Gary. I mean, then, you know, in the back end, you know, we're talking about Jair Alexander already and how great of a season he's having. You know, Kevin King, Josh Jackson's kind of had a resurgence. So, I mean, I don't think they're in Adrian Amos as well. I don't think they're a pushover defense, you know, I just don't, but I do think the Rams are going to be able to score enough. I have a 24-13 ball game where I think, you know, Aaron Rodgers gets a touchdown. Maybe, you know, Green Bay starts off looking good. Maybe they even get another touchdown, miss an extra point. But at the end of the day, I feel like the Rams are going to win. Kind of an ugly looking game, but it'll be fun for, you know, the fans. This is what it'll be. So it's the fans that are Green Bay fans and Rams fans will find this exciting. It'll be like, you know, down the wire, all of that. A Rams pull away at the end with a touchdown. But you know, I think fans around the league, if they can't really appreciate, you know, games that don't involve a ton of scoring, then this isn't going to be a game for them.
You know, I'm here for it. I mentioned my score yesterday, and this was before I knew, obviously, Jared Goff was the quarterback and that, you know, the forecast could call for some snow or rain, but I'm not going to change it. I said the Rams are going to win 27-24. I'm going to stick with it. I think Rodgers is going to be able to muster up enough points to cross that 20-point threshold. But like you said, and I agree, you know, I think the Rams defense is going to give them a lot of trouble. I think they're going to, you know, obviously put a lot of pressure on them by 5-6 man blitzes. And then they're the best secondary in football, right? If there's anyone equipped to cover Davante Adams and neutralize whatever else is left in terms of guys like big Bob Tonyan and Marquez Valdez-Scantling and Alan Lazard, it's the Rams. They can afford to do it. They got the best secondary in football. They got the best defensive coordinator for my money in football right now. And I ultimately think they're going to hold the Packers, offense enough for the Rams offense to kind of allow them to score enough. And so I think, you know, there's going to be a little bit of a gap there to where the Rams can neutralize. And I think they're going to be able to take advantage on offense. I think they're going to run the ball often. I think Jared Goff is going to sprinkle in a few passes, some play action, maybe a deep shot here or there, you know, and I think the Rams are ultimately going to do enough to win this game. I'm probably a little bit optimistic. I think me and you are probably a little bit on the optimistic side, but it's going to be a great game. Hopefully it's not the last game for the Rams this season. And hopefully we can extend this season by another week and get a little bit more buying time for us to cover the Rams this season. If not, we're going to have to dive into off-season coverage. We're going to dive into all that stuff, but we're going to come back to you on Monday. Hopefully it's a post-game recap that is turning into another pregame recap for the next round. Hopefully the Rams can find their way back into the NFC Championship game. It's going to be a great game. Good luck to both teams. Jake, my man, thank you for joining me. Just a reminder, you guys can find us on Twitter at QBsMVP, at JKBoganDTSN, and the page at Locked On Rams. Please subscribe or follow to get our latest episodes, content, breaking news, and a whole lot more.